Water Safety New Zealand says drowning is the third highest cause of accidental death in New Zealand, with many of those deaths being preventable. In Northland Beaches this summer season, already five people have died, where officials also say they too were preventable.
While our waters are really welcoming, they also can be very unpredictable and really unforgiving in circumstances, and that's what we're trying to avoid. While the rescue services do a fantastic job, the likes of Surf Life Saving New Zealand, they can't be at every beach in the country, and they can't be on patrol for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
A team from the Waipu Surf Life Saving Club are currently touring some of New Zealand's popular unmanned swimming destinations. Their plan is to educate communities and local beachgoers on water safety practices, with demonstrations of what to do in case of an emergency.
So educating the community is a vital part to try and prevent drownings. And just to keep that message fresh, you know, if in doubt, don't go out, know your limits, check the beach before you head out, don't just rock straight into the nearest point. Have a look, survey, is there any estuaries that might be causing a rip? Are there any boat launching areas, are there surfers? And check and see if you can identify a rip. Really important that education gets out there so that we can try and prevent some drownings.
Water Safety NZ CEO Jonty Mills says that in most cases of drownings, it's the rescuer that ends up in trouble due to an instinctive panic situation. He advises that would-be rescuers take time to alert someone first, then find some kind of flotation device before attempting a rescue.
Sadly, the research does show that in most cases, it's actually the rescuer who gets in trouble, and unfortunately, he doesn't make it, whereas the person in trouble does. And it's really important that you know, stop for just that really short period of time to try and grab something that you can float with, try and alert or make a call to police or alert someone else or a lifeguard on the beach, so that it gives both people the opportunity, the best chance to survive.
Waipu Surf Life Saving Club Captain Kath Manning has some key messages that she would like to impart to everybody heading to their favourite beach this summer.
So key messages we'd like to get out is know your limits, never swim alone, and if you do get into trouble, remember the three R's. No one is stronger than a rip, so the three R's are relax, raise your hand, and ride the rip. So just try and float and wait for assistance. Don't try and swim against it, because it's when people get into panicking situations that's when they really struggle and get into trouble.